I wonder if we could just go to our guest. Stacy is the name she would like to use on the air tonight. She is a health care professional. She strikes me as being an excellent witness. Our listeners can judge for themselves how credible she sounds. With that, let's bring her on, George, and allow her to tell her own story.
Great. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hi, thank you.
And as Peter echoed, thanks for staying up so late to bring all of us this eyewitness account of what you and your teenage son saw. Why don't you pick up a little bit from what Peter was talking about, Stacy? What happened on that night? What did you see?
Sure. We were essentially looking in two directions at first. I was looking more towards the south, where Jupiter and Saturn were aligned to the left of the moon as we were facing. And he was looking more towards Mars and Mercury. Mercury happened to be very, very bright that night. Just prior to him seeing this for the first time, there was a bank of, well, I'm going to call it like a marine layer, but it was very high for a marine layer that comes in off of the bay. And it was clear enough you could see the stars through it, and you could definitely see the moon. It wasn't quite as high in the air as the moon was, but it was midline in the horizon, meaning a typical fog bank that rolls off the bay goes from ground upward. This was different. This came in kind of as a light, feathery kind of haze. He initially caught the glimpse of whatever these two objects were, and I was holding up a map looking, like I said, towards the other side, and he asked me, he goes, Mom, what are those two things? And I put the map down, and I looked over towards where he was looking, and I immediately saw them. They were moving very, very fast. Initially, they were quite small in size, because I think at that point when they were eastbound, they were still at a great distance, just under the moon, but above Mars, where Mars was positioned.
Okay.
And essentially, the pattern in the speed was, I thought at first maybe it was a military maneuver coming from one of the bases. We're very close to MacDill Air Force Base, as well as we have a Coast Guard station here. And I also, at first, maybe the first 30 seconds or so, I thought perhaps it was a prank, in all honesty. And I couldn't answer questions fast enough that he was asking me, and of course I had several going through my mind at the same time trying to figure it out. And we just continued to watch them. We were yelling for two other family members that were in the house to come out. And it was just something, as time went on, I realized it more than likely was not a prank. The baseball stadium lights were very bright to our southwest, just not even a mile away.
Well, when you were thinking, Stacy, for a moment that it might have been a prank, what did you think it might have been?
Well, I thought maybe somebody was shining something up into the sky. And, you know, like I said, with the baseball park over there,
sure.
You know, I was thinking, you know, maybe, who knows, you know, maybe what they're doing over there. And then I realized that there was, especially as whatever they were got closer and you could get more of a definitive shape to them, they were both, depending on which angle you were looking at them head on, they were more like a disc with a rounder top and a more flat bottom. Sideways, they looked almond-shaped, and underneath at one point when they were by the baseball park, to the north of the baseball park, they, from the bottom, looked triangular. There were no lights. There was absolutely no sound coming from whatever these two objects were. They appeared to be lit from within whatever they were as a grayish color, and they were both surrounded by a brown sort of haze. Each one, even if they split apart briefly, they were still surrounded or encompassed with this brownish haze. And they seemed to have some type of formation to them, and one would tend to break away from the other at certain points, and it would pull immediately right towards the other one. They didn't get very far away at any given time. My son referred to that. It almost looked as if it was magnetized towards the other one because it tried to pull out, and it flung back very quickly.
Peter, have we had reports of this haze around some of these objects before?
Absolutely, all the time. In fact, it her description. Stacy's description takes me back to the Phoenix Lights. We got multiple reports back in 1997 of a haze along either the trailing edge or the leading edge. We've had many reports for other cases of this haze or fog, particularly around bright lights. I have no idea what its significance is, but we hear this very commonly.
I wonder if it's part of the propulsion system.
People have worked on that problem. That's one of the conjectural points. It might be some kind of plasma, that is, super excited air molecules or gas molecules in the atmosphere that are being excited and stripped of their electrons. We can only guess, George.
Stacy, you said it might have been almond-shaped or triangular-shaped. We have been getting reports around this planet of huge triangular-shaped objects. Any idea how big these might have been?
They were rather large. As a matter of fact, Mr. Davenport had asked me before, you know, approximately how big. Initially, when we first saw them, if you held your arm extended out in front of your eye and, looking up in the area that we were at that point, I would say they weren't even my pinky tip width. But when they had gotten closer and lower, they were really pretty big. I would say at least three thumb widths. They were very, very wide, but when they were sideways, they weren't as long as they were wide. So that's why I said in the front end of them was definitely a wider type of view versus a narrow back end, and from the bottom it looked triangular.
So depending on really how far away they were from you, maybe as big as a football field.
They were pretty big. I wouldn't be able to assess that, but they were very large.